huge role in their identity or the role of the land.
After learning about what this tour did for her originally as one of her first exposures to First Nations issues, what I wanted to know is whether or not she could think of any opportunities to further engage with Indigenous materials.
I think the easiest way would be, you know, for someone like me who's international, sharing what I've learned with other people that maybe have the lack of knowledge that I had or still have. So I think from that respect, just taking what I've learned and, like, my class in general, taking what we've learned and sharing it with other people and telling them, look, you know, UBC is a great place, but there's also a long history here that precedes it. You know, suggesting other people to look into the tour, do it for themselves, is a good way to go about it.
I think the framework that we want people to connect to is a continual engagement with Musqueam land and the stories that are here. It's not just going on a tour for 1 hour or a day and then you forget about it, much like a bus would go through Chinatown or Stanley Park and that's it. It's a nice memory. I think it's about our whole time that we are here on Musqueam land. And when we leave this campus, what are the other territories that we are visiting? What stories do we know when we go there? Do we know the people that are there, the languages that are spoken there? So I think it's meant to be a guide for thinking through our lives here at Musqueam and beyond.
Whether you're faculty, an international student ally, or Indigenous, I hope that these stories spark an idea about a way to engage in the importance of stories and knowing the land beneath your feet.
You've been listening to student-created stories produced for LFS 400, an audio storytelling class in the Faculty of Land and Food Systems here at UBC. For more information on LFS 400 and to hear more stories, visit lfs400.landfood.ubc.ca. Thanks so much for listening.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Good morning. You are listening to The Cat's Pajamas on 101.9 CITR FM, Vancouver. My name is Nelly, and I'll be here for the next hour every Friday from 11 to 12 p.m. The first song you heard today was by Cindy Lee, who just released a new album. That track was called Death Sentence. And yeah, it's the whole thing is for free. You can find it on the internet. I think I downloaded it through Gorilla vs. Bear, the music blog. Really great stuff. Lots of noisy tracks and then some slower jams like the one you just heard. Up next, I'm going to play a new track by the artist H. Hawkline, who is Welsh, I believe, and he works with the musician Kat Le Bon, who is also Welsh and releases fantastic music. This track is called It's a Drag.
Save me from Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Oh,
All right. Welcome back to the Cat's Pajams. That was a fun little track by the band Pains of Being Pure at Heart. They've been around for a while, just released a little EP with a few songs on it, including that one called Hell. The EP was also called Hell. Before that, you heard Charlie Hilton, who is the frontwoman of the Portland-based band Blouse. She is releasing a solo album in January called Polana off of Captured Tracks Records, and that track was called 100 Million, and it features vocals and some music by Mac DeMarco. Pretty obvious. Definitely sounds like Mac DeMarco, which is a good thing, I guess. So I'm very looking forward to that album. She's released two songs off of it so far, and it should be a pretty solid release. Before that, you heard A Chalk Line with the track It's a Drag, and that is going to be off of a compilation put out by Heavenly Records. It's their anniversary, which is exciting. All right. Up next, I'm going to play some Moss Lime. They are from Quebec, Canada, and they just released a new album. This is their first full length, I suppose. And this track I'm going to play for you is called Dreamboat. She always wears short and tight. And the skirt is out of time. She's always showing cash. It only grows her back up in the sweat, and she's showing time.
Shindig, CITR's annual band competition, is in its 30th year of promoting new, local bands and providing great prizes. Shindig happens every Tuesday at Pat's Pub and Brewhouse at 403 East Hastings. So come check out the talent while they compete to win studio time, features in Discorder magazine, buttons, merch, and more. Enjoy locally made beer, pool, and CITR's DJ spinning after the bands.
Shindig Night Nye is happening this Tuesday, December 15th, featuring the Psychic Alliance, Making Strangers, and Bright Red Kite. Cover is $6 at the door, and the show is 19+. Check out CITR on Facebook or on Twitter at CITR Shindig for all the details.
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
And we're back to the Cat's Pajams. My name is Nellie. You just heard a track by Alex G, who he's put out tons of stuff over Bandcamp. He's really young. He, to me, is like the male equivalent of Frankie Cosmos, who is a young lady from New York who has made it big through releasing a plethora of nice bedroom pop tunes off of her Bandcamp. So I haven't listened to all of Alex G's stuff, but he just released his first major debut, I guess. It's called Beach Music, and the track I played for you is called Bright Boy. Some good stuff there. Before Alex G, you heard Sheer Agony, and they just released an album called Masterpiece, and that track was called Anthony Ivy. And then at the top of the set, you heard Moss Lime with the track Dreamboat off of their new album, Zoo du Quebec. So there's a couple shows happening this weekend, and I want to talk about those. First off, Weed is playing their first show in a long time tonight at Antisocial. Weed, their album Running Back came out earlier this year, and it is the number one album here at CITR. Topped the charts. Understandable. Definitely one of my favorite releases of the year. So I'm going to play a track for you called 1,000 Pounds, and then I'm going to play another band they're playing with tonight at Antisocial called Big Bite. So here we go. Trash Bait, everyone. Great band, very short-lived. They first started playing in April, and they've called it quits already, but they just released a little collection of some, as they call them, simple chorded hate songs. All good stuff. Before Trash Bait, you heard Big Bite. They're from Washington with the track I Don't Think So. And then at the top, you heard Weed with 1,000 Pounds, throwback track. They are playing tonight along with Big Bite and Oaf at Antisocial. It's an early show. Yeah. So up next, I'm going to play some Swim Team. This is a band I'm really into right now. They just released a cassette earlier, actually exactly a week ago. Dorothy, the front woman of this band, used to have a show at CITR that was right after mine, so it's pretty cool. Look how far she's come. So I'm going to play the track called Tell, and this is off of Swim Team's cassette Freedom Constraint.
Pictures, but they say something I can't read. I wish I could, but I don't speak carpet. We'll be right back.
That was TV Ugly with the track Slow Thighs off of their cassette UCLA Yankee Cola. Before that, you heard Fuzzy P with the track The Weaving. And at the top, you heard Swim Team with the track Tell off of their new cassette Freedom Constraint. All those bands, plus many more, including my band, are playing tonight at Redgate. Should be very fun. I'm nervous. This is our first show. It's going to be scary, but exciting. So come on down to Redgate tonight. That does it for the Cat's Pajamas this week. I'm going to close out with a track by Dark Glasses, a band from Victoria. This track is called Rain. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend and stay tuned to CITR. Dave Radio is up next.
I'm sure there's going to be more than one unpleasant surprise before we're done.
It's that time.
Listen to me. I want to tell you something. You know what? That's why I'm over here in CIN Cincinnati. Boys and girls all over the world, boosted.
It's that time.
It's a Merry Christmas time. And all your friends and your family gather around. And you think about the ones They're not here, but you think about the love they left you at Christmas time. Mama, grandmama, auntie, as they say, and uncle. But I'm talking about love if he's in the city. Sometimes you think they don't have no pity.